Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. This is your host, Lisa, and we'll talk on the series from Heartache to Joy. I am so excited. There's so many reasons for being excited today. First of all, of course, our call is really exciting today. Our special guest speaker, Catherine Eskeson, and we have the great honor and pleasure of introducing her to the TeleSummit world, and she has a very important message, and that's what our call is about today. Instantly shift to the Aquarian age of light, timeline jump into radiant health, divine wealth, and harmonious relationships. So that's a very, very exciting topic. As you guys will find out today, it's no longer about, you know, doing so many things to be able to shift into the Aquarian age. I know we've been hearing about it. It's how wonderful it is. And then we have to do so many things to be able to enhance our energies or increase our vibration to be able to shift into that. But today, excuse me, we're going to find out how we don't have to do a lot of stuff and we can actually instantly shift into that. And when Catherine does her energy work, you guys will actually feel the shift happening. It's so exciting. And, of course, another reason why I'm excited is that just a few hours ago, I landed in DFW, and I'm back in the United States of A after 2 years of being away. So I'm super excited. It's wonderful coming back home to Texas, and it's really great. So let's talk about our call today. What are some of the things you're going to learn? You're going to learn how your energy type actually affects your wealth, your health, and your relationships. You're going to discover how shifting timelines can make a huge difference in creating your best life possible. Feeling drained, ungrounded, or distracted? Well, elevate into higher consciousness and recharge simply by being on this call. How awesome is that? Experience how the power of your mind and using your sacred sound, which is your voice, can help you manifest instantly. And then finding out how your current DNA codes may be keeping you stuck in repeating karmic cycles. So those are some of the things you're going to learn today, but we have a really fantastic activity-filled call where you're going to be, many of you are going to get a chance to work with Catherine. She's going to scan your energies and she's going to and you can tell us what issue you're facing right now, and she's going to help you shift that. And like I said, you will feel that energy on the call as it's happening. So really exciting call. I'm going to tell you a little bit about our special guest speaker today. Like I said, this is her first time in the TeleSummit world. She is a Sirian starseed, visionary, a spiritual teacher, galactic healer, empath, and medicine woman who has trained for lifetimes to help elevate humanity into the divine matrix. Sirians represent the divine feminine from the star Sirius and are master geneticists connected to the evolution of mind and influence our solar system physically and intuitively. Catherine has assisted thousands of people empower themselves, embrace their gifts, and live their highest potential. She offers integrative healing from a soul-based perspective using sound, color crystals, and sacred geometry, and has a background in physical education. She helps people go within and connect to their own inner guidance and wisdom to heal themselves and accelerate their soul's growth by activating divine DNA codes and shift timelines. She works with a spiritual team of ancestors, archangels, ascended masters, master divas, Elohim, Star Alliance, and Intergalactic High Council. So welcome, my dear friend. It's awesome to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Irem, and I'm so excited to be here. Hello, Soul Family. I'm really feeling blessed to share with you all today, and, you know, there's some teaching with this too, so thank you so much.
It's wonderful to have you. As I said, our audience is also really excited. And, you know, we want to talk about, of course, the Aquarian age. What are some of the features of Aquarian age, and what do we need to focus on to move forward on the new timeline of this Aquarian age of life?
Okay, well, first of all, we're all going through a rebirth. And so it's like the pain of giving birth before the joy. So really what we need to focus on, because we've been conditioned to look for what's wrong, and that's the societal thing as well, but not to project our past into our future is important, and to really focus our mind on creating with prosperous thoughts and feelings, but to focus on the outcome that we desire, not the outcome that we fear. And especially with what's going on in the world right now, it's important for us to stay in that high vibration and to really hold the light and essentially be a lighthouse for others.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you talk about the divine DNA codes. What do we need to know about these codes, Catherine?
Okay, well, the divine DNA codes really are our true authentic selves. So when I say divine, they represent divine health, divine wealth, divine relationships, divine partnerships, divine love, divine light, and divine power, which we so need to be in right now. So we need to really embody this energy and to create our best life moving forward. And this is how we create, this is the new earth energy. So when we align our will with divine will, we co-create with spirit, and that's where our power comes from. So the packages are also designed to help us shift and stay in our high vibrational frequency. So the energies coming into the earth plane right now are very high. And as we end this old karmic cycle of the old paradigm, it's really an opportunity for us to be in alignment and shift into our divine self, and the divine DNA codes are really they're new energies that are coming in, but they're truly who we are.
Awesome, thank you. All right, so I'm reading some of the comments and the questions that are coming in. Why is transmuting our emotions necessary right now, Catherine?
Okay, this is a good question, because feeling is of the soul. And many people are afraid to feel their feelings because of past trauma and so on. So we pay a price for holding on to the pain and suffering of the past. And we don't have to let our emotions control and consume us. So we've never really been taught how to process our emotions, which is why, you know, we tend to avoid them, or we, you know, but again, we need to master them. So usually we suppress them, shut them down, so on. And most people have been going through so much, in the last couple of years especially. But for the most part, we're more comfortable in our mental body. So that's why our inner child acts out as an adult, you know, if we haven't done the shadow work or the healing. So we've honed our mental body, but now we need to, you know, put that aside and master and balance our emotions. So it's really about self-mastery. So in the scheme of things, like with evolution, we move from instinct to intellect to intuition to illumination. And those are the four stages. So really, for the most part, and this is just my opinion, the masses are coming out of the intellect. So, for example, when I work with people and they have trouble meditating, or they can't shut their mind off, or, you know, they overthink and so on, we need to really move beyond that. And so, you know, the mind will say, well, how do I do that, right, when we have to let it go? And so we really are learning a new way to be. And that means connecting to the higher mind and the heart. And again, it's really about self-mastery.
That makes a lot of sense. So we need to transmute our emotions. And you also say that it is very important to express our creativity as well during this time. Well, how does that tie in?
Yes. Okay. So we need to monetize our gifts, talents, and abilities. And that's the shift that's happening right now. It's our silver lining, so to speak. So the world is out of balance right now. And as we shift from fear to love, we up-level. So because we're co-creators, like most people need to, more people need to create, and we have too many consumers and not enough producers. So the give and take is not balanced. So with the old system, right, there is too much codependency. And really we need to step into, you know, what we're here to do. So too many people are afraid to take action and put themselves out there. But as the old paradigm collapses, we need to create new systems and replace them. So we need to grow and expand, and that's what we're being called to do right now.
So if we are in fear, even if it's a subconscious fear, it's going to really keep us stuck.
Yes. And that's the biggest thing, is a lot of times people aren't even aware because it's on an unconscious level. But the beauty of this is that we can shift that. The mind does not have to know. All we have to do is be open and willing, and the energy does the work, basically. So that's why I designed this program at this time, specifically on this day, to give us as much, you know, support to make the shift instantly.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And you also mentioned the power of one's own voice. How does that play in?
Yeah, so our voice is our sacred sound. Basically, when we use our voice, we experience the power of our mind, but using our sacred sound, which is our voice, the two together can help us manifest instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll use this in the group process, but there's a manifesting mantra. It's a sacred mantra, and it's Arakara is what it is. And so when you break it down, A-H,
mm-hmm.
energy. So this is energy of all life and light in the universe. Ra is fire energy. Ka is the first principle of matter. And Ra, fire energy again. So this manifesting mantra, nothing is impossible in spirit. So this this is like an impossibility buster in our mind. So that's why it's so effective. So when we use this daily, or we can chant it or whatever, it will change our vibration so that we can live a fulfilled life effortlessly. And this is where we're going. So it purifies your body. It makes it luminous and disease-free. It changes your mind, your thoughts, and provides deep insight. So when we use this energy to manifest what we want, we just think of a thought, and then we chant Arakara. And like I said, that helps, again, shift the mind. And to use our sound, we're bringing thought into form by using our voice.
Beautiful. I love that. You had a group process that you wanted to do for our audience. Could you tell us about that a little bit, and then maybe we can go into that?
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited about it. I'm bringing you the expanded version of this process for this group call today and your community. And it's, you know, I was just given the information. So basically what we do is we go through, again, just connecting to what is and just accepting where we're at. And then we release the old paradigm. And I call them corrupt inherited DNA codes because they're from the old paradigm. So a lot of, you know, what we're struggling with can be ancestral. You know, it may not even be ours, but it's really not truly who we are. It doesn't represent our divine self. So when we shift out of that old paradigm, we'll move immediately into the new and just integrate and embody the new, like the divine DNA codes, which are actually new energies. And we've never been at this place before in our evolution, which is why it's so exciting. And, you know, that's why we consciously chose to come here. So there's a lot of fear about the unknown. Yet if we you know, connect again to our true self, there's a lot of, you know, peace and freedom in that. And that's really, you know, it really shifts us into the new timeline, the new earth, you know, where we're actually bringing heaven to earth. And we're, you know, we look at life more as exciting and, you know, an adventure and joyous than the other way around.
Wonderful. So I'm going to be on mute, and you just let me know when you're done, and we'll come back and let our audience know what they can expect to experience during this group process.
Okay, awesome. I will guide you through it. Okay. All right. So either sitting with your feet flat on the floor or lying down, close your eyes and breathe in and out like the ocean. I'm going to activate your etheric stargate to Sirius. Just see, sense, or feel this energy now. And bring your awareness to your heart space. Let's connect your sacred heart to the heart of Gaia and the divine hearts of the star mothers and the cosmos. And just feel into that connection and know that you're safe and you're protected as we go through this process. Imagine a holy amethyst spiral coming down counterclockwise over and through your body, beneath your feet, around you, and back up over your head, clearing all the darkness, limitations, restrictions, overwhelm, stress, trauma, karma, ego, lower emotions, pain, struggle, suffering, lack and scarcity, oppression, and the 3D earthly problems, and allow it to be transmuted. And just breathe into this. So as you are sitting or lying down, imagine looking behind you at an open, old wooden door. And above this door, there's a sign that says Piscean Age. So now, leave any and all toxic people, places and things, limiting beliefs, habits, thoughts, feelings and emotions, and whatever else you wish to leave in the past, in this space, and close the door. I'm just going to give you a minute to do this. Now we're going to lock and seal this door. I want to take a minute to connect you to Moldavite energy now. And this connects us to the sun, the moon, and the stars. See, sense, or feel this energy coming through your crown, down your whole body, and igniting your divine power in your solar plexus. And again, just breathe into your belly and feel into this energy. Now look at the golden door in front of you. And above this door, there's a sign that says, Aquarian Age of Light. So open this door and step through it, immersing yourself in this brilliant, golden, white, divine light. Feel this radiant, golden, white, divine light spiral clockwise now over your crown, down beneath your feet, and expand it outwards. And from this space, call in your gifts, talents, and abilities from your ancestors of divine light and allow them to integrate into your being now. Feel the energy in your body. And feel into the abundance, the clarity, vitality, prosperity, peace, love, joy, bliss, beauty, harmony and balance. And breathe this Aquarian light into all the cells of your body. And as you breathe in this Aquarian light, allow it to move down your spine and activate your divine DNA codes and your divine self. Allow this energy of divine health, divine wealth, divine relationships, divine partnerships, divine light, divine love, and divine power to integrate fully into your being now. Expand your consciousness and align with the divine of infinite possibilities. So now think of something you would like to create and manifest in this space. Let's use the mantra Arakara, the sacred manifesting mantra, to strengthen your manifestation. So just say Arakara to yourself 3 times. This is your new timeline and your new reality where you can create the outcome you desire in your now life. So take a deep breath, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes. The group process is complete.
That was so amazing, just beautiful. Thank you. And I felt some really powerful shifts taking place, especially when we left the Piscean age behind and entered the new age. I want to hear from our listeners also. Please let me know what you guys felt, if you also felt some strong energies shifting. I felt a lot, and but this is not my first time with Catherine. It's really, really, it's amazing. All right, so I want to also talk to our listeners, because this, I think we're going to have a lot of callers today that want to find out what's going on and how they can shift from that. So, guys, you have to be on the phone. Press star 2 so that you can be placed in the queue, and we will be taking callers from the queue. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the first caller. And remind me, you said that you're going to need their name and date of birth, and then they can ask their question, right?
Sure, yep.
Okay, the first caller is area code 717. Hello. You are unmuted. Hello. Okay, something is not right. Catherine, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Erin.
All right, so I'm going to move to the next caller. 516, area code, you are unmuted.
Hi, good morning. My name's Anita, calling from New York.
Hi.
Hi, Anita.
Anita?
Hi. I am, as a hobby, I'm an artist, and I was wondering what you see in my energy field about where this career, my second career, is going.
Okay. It's Anita?
Yes.
Anita? And when's your birthday, Anita?
4/11/61.
Okay. Okay. So you know you're born on a master number, right, Anita?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. So you are here to do more than most, I'll say. And it's not to pressure you. It's to really expand into the best of who you are. And, you know, I don't know if you've felt restricted at all, or if you've, you know, it always comes back to us. So it sounds to me like you feel like you haven't reached your full potential. So let's
That's true.
Okay. So, Anita, I just want to ask you to focus on the crown of your head for a moment and just really feel into that. And I just want to do an activation. Again, it's strengthening your divine DNA codes, but it's actually strengthening your connection with your soul or your higher self. So just feel into that. Are you okay if I do a clearing on you, Anita?
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so again, just focus on your crown and just breathe deep. We're just going to clear away any interference in your connection to your divine self. And just notice what you're feeling in your body. Are you feeling the energy in your...
I feel a little in my head.
Okay, so let's go to the center of your brain for a minute. And just imagine a violet flame. I call it clearing out the clutter, but just in the center of your brain, which is the pineal gland, we're just going to expand that energy out until it fills your whole head. And just feel that. Feel into that. And then we're going to go back up to your crown and just imagine like a crystal lotus flower opening, and it's amethyst. And we're just going to like pour in the energy through there. And just imagine that coming through your crown, through your head, down your neck, your shoulders, and out your arms and out your hands. And then just take a deep breath. Let's go back up to your crown. And we're going to, again, bring that holy amethyst energy down, starting from your crown all the way through your body and through your feet. And just notice what you're feeling. So I'm just removing any stuck, stagnant energy, any blockages. Okay. All right, Anita, how are you feeling now?
I feel good. A little stuck energy in my neck and shoulder area.
Okay, perfect. Are you feeling clearer in your head?
My head feels better, yeah.
Okay, good. Do you feel more connected?
I don't know if it's connected or just clearer in the head. Maybe that means connected. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's perfect. And so what's going to happen for you, Anita, the energy is going to keep working on you, but you're going to just pay attention to downloads that you're getting. They could be intuitive hits or, you know, maybe in the dream state, but excuse me, your answers are coming.
Okay, great.
And it's really an expansion of you. So you will know.
Okay. Did this clearing also work with health issues and other blockages?
Yes.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Anita.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's take, typically what I would ask you to do is if you can pick a number between 1 and 20, I'll unmute that person.
Okay. How about 3?
Number 3 is area code 860. You are on 860. Hello? Hello? Okay, so I'm going to ask everybody, if you raise your hand, please make sure that you are unmuted, and when we call on you, it's just a couple of seconds. If I don't hear a reply, I have to move on. So 450 is the next person in line. 450. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, 450.
Hi,
can you hear me?
It's me. My name is Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
Hello.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi, my date of birth is December 4th, 1985. Oh, I'm so happy you guys answered my call.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Audrey, do you have a question?
Well, I feel I'm going through a whole bunch of things. I'm really trying to lose some weight. It's been on me for the past 2 years, and there's nothing that seems to be working to get it off. And I just feel like my energy isn't even all the time, too. So it's just, it feels like there's a lot going on.
Yes. Okay. All right. So for you, Audrey, what I'm getting... Can you focus your awareness on your hips right now? So I just want to really go into that pelvic area with you.
Yep.
And I think we need to do some clearing there. Are you okay with that?
Of course, yes.
Okay. So I want you just to imagine, let's use carnelian energy there. So an orange. Just imagine your whole pelvis filling up with orange energy, okay? And I just want you to just to breathe. We're just going to clear this out. And just notice what you're feeling in your body. And we're just shifting the energy. Again, just breathe deep into your belly. We're just going to release this in your pelvis. Let's go to the lower back. I want to work on your spine a bit. And just allow that orange energy to expand out from your body. So this is also your sacral center. This is your divine feminine energy. So we want to make sure that the energy is flowing there So typically with weight gain and so on, we have to release those stagnant energies, those blocked energies, so we can create flow. So we want the energy to free flow through your body, but it seems to be a bit stagnant there. What are you noticing, Audrey?
Oof, I feel kind of dizzy, and it's like if, not lightheaded, light-bodied.
Yeah, you're feeling, okay, is that all over, or is that in your pelvis? Where are you feeling that?
All over.
Okay, and that's okay. So just breathe, just take a deep belly breath.
Yeah.
We're going to clear this now. Are you feeling any lighter?
Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, my.
And again, the energy will continue working on you, Audrey. Thank you.
Sounds good. So drink a lot of water, I guess, right?
Yes. Yeah, flush it out.
Thank you so much. You're so welcome.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you.
You're so welcome, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You're so welcome. Let's pick another number. Give me another number, please, Catherine.
Okay, 17.
Okay, and that number is area code 339. You are unmuted now. 339.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
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 Who is this?
This is Maureen Jones, and my birthday is 12/14/61.
Okay, sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
Maureen.
Marlene?
Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N.
Okay. Maureen, okay, thank you. All right, and what's your question, Maureen?
I've been having weird experiences, particularly more so since the solstice, and every time something huge is happening, astrologically, galactically, and everything combined, like the time of this winter solstice, the equinox we just had, I end up like with a kidney infection and sepsis, and I'm in the hospital, and I'm like, am I missing out on what's going on? It's you know, like I feel a little confused. I get disconnected. It takes me a while to refocus even after I'm better. And I don't know. I feel like I'm getting stuck, and I don't know what's happening with that.
Okay. Okay, what I'm getting for you, Maureen, is we need to strengthen your connection, like grounding and to source, okay? So what I want you to do is just imagine, again, we're just going to strengthen your connection now. So let's just take a deep breath, Maureen, and we're just going to send the grounding cord to connect you to the core of the earth. Just breathe into that. And just imagine, we're just going to open the bottoms of your feet just to create more stability. And as you breathe in, breathe that energy from the earth up into your heart space. And now we're going to connect you to Source, Source God Universe. So we're just going to, again, just open your crown. Just imagine the crown of your head. Open that up. We're just going to connect you. Crystal clear connection. And just imagine that energy coming down in through the top of your head. Again, let's use a crystal lotus flower. And we're just going to use clear quartz. So just imagine the energy coming through there. Just calming you. You're grounded. You're connected. Bring it in through the top of your head. Down your neck, your shoulders, down your spine. Just breathe into that. And how are you feeling with that, Maureen?
I'm feeling like energized and like lighter, if that makes
perfect
sense.
Perfect.
Like not physically lighter, but like my energy feels lighter and I feel more like vibration.
Okay, perfect. Do you feel more connected to the earth? Do you feel more grounded?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. One other thing I want to do with you is, again, let's go to your pelvis as well.
Uh-huh.
And I want to clear that out. So let's use again, I want to use the violet flame there. So let's just imagine in your pelvis the violet flame, and we're just going to expand that out to filling like your whole pelvis, your hips, and extend it out. And then send that, we're going to send that energy down your legs. So we're clearing all that out. And just breathe into that. And now also we're going to use carnelian energy, that orange energy.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you can't see it, just see, sense, or feel it. We're going to put that energy just like as a liquid in your pelvis and allow it to expand. And this is helping you, so, yeah, helping your physical body heal too.
Mm-hmm.
But really to activate you. So it's kind of to reignite your passion, but from a higher place. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, how are you feeling now, Maureen?
And I've had physical pain there for a while, so that's healing it physically as well.
Yes. How are you doing now?
I'm doing good. I can feel like not hot, but like a little bit of warmth.
Okay. Yeah, the energy will keep working on you. So, yeah, that's awesome.
As far
Thank
as
you.
Like the upgrades that occurred during those key times, and I was too out of it to even try to connect because I was, like I said, kidney infection,
yes.
sepsis. Did I miss out? I mean, I
no,
know
it's
now, but did I miss out then?
No, you're still going through the, we're like the energy still affects us, right? It's just how we, you know, whatever issues we have are going to kind of be hit harder in certain areas, I'll say. But just know that you're still receiving because the energy coming into the earth plane right now, that's what's causing the shifts and changes. And you're very aware. So just know that, like I said, this is like the end of this old karmic cycle. And, you know, I call them issues in our tissues, but they're dissipating too as we connect to the new timeline. Does that
the
help?
The same thing happened around Lionsgate, but I made it home in time to like catch something, to try and connect with something, because Lionsgate was like really important, especially for
yes.
me.
Yes. Yeah. So Maureen, just stay, you know, focus on staying grounded and connected.
Okay.
You know, whether that means getting outside in nature or whatever, but really, you know, connecting yourself, because that's why you're getting sort of thrown around. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes total sense. Thank you so much.
No, you're so welcome.
Bye-bye.
I love it. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. And I want to go ahead and let's go ahead and talk about the offer because there are some questions coming in that relate more to that because people want to know more about it. And it is a really awesome and amazing offer because, like I said, you know, you don't have to wait. You can actually shift immediately. You're going to learn more about timeline jumping as well. All of that begins as soon as you actually buy the package, you check out, and it starts working on you. So I know a lot of people want to find out more about that and how they can also get into these energies. So the link is orderjoy2020.com/Catherine21. So it's orderjoy2020.com/Catherine, spells K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, and the number 21. And then, or you can also press the special offer link on your webcast or, you know, on the replay later on. And that'll bring you to this page, which is instantly shift into the Aquarian age of light, timeline jump into radiant health, divine wealth, and harmonious relationships. And I just want to give you guys a heads up. We ran a special during the weekend, which was for early bird special only, and we're extending it by one more day because a lot of people requested it that they missed the opening of the cart on Saturday. We usually can't extend it, but Catherine gave us permission, so we're extending it for 24 more hours, but not beyond that, which is you get $100 off the package. So it's a great deal right now. Okay,
So I'm going to let Catherine describe what's in this package and what it can do for you.
Okay. So for package A, item one, the 30 days of remote healing. So why is the remote healing important? Well, whenever the earth goes through a huge shift, which we talked about rebirth and ascension, it needs support. And so do we to navigate the changes. So package A is designed to support the challenges, the changes, the upheaval, as we go through this rebirth into the new paradigm and to keep our vibration high through this transformation. So we're shifting, as we shift out of codependency and old systems and get out of our comfort zone for many people and purge old energies from within us, we make room for the new energies to come through. So again, we've never been in this place in our evolution, which is why there's fear of the unknown and so on for a lot of people. So now we're forming interdependent relationships to support each other as we progress in our evolution. So as we heal ourselves, we raise our conscious awareness, which in turn raises the consciousness of the planet. So it's our responsibility as souls to do our part by fulfilling our purpose while here on Earth. And this is why so many people are searching for truth and their place in the collective whole at this time. So to become empowered means to become whole, abundant, and complete, which is our true nature. And the time has come to transform ourselves and release the fear, pain, and suffering of the past, to embrace love, light, and joy, and ultimately become enlightened. So, you know, people that are suffering from emotional stress or pain or, you know, just going through these changes, overthinking, distractions, procrastination, addictive habits, and just feeling lost or lacking direction in their life, then package A will shift you into a new reality. And this is where you'll feel emotionally balanced and calm and mentally at peace. You'll be focused and productive. You'll feel healthy and energetic. You'll be able to live your potential with clear vision, and you'll be joyfully abundant. So as you transition into this Aquarian age of light. Item two, the Celestial Clearings MP3. So this MP3 is encoded with energy, and it's designed to help you deepen your connection to your spiritual center the more you listen to it. So it will release what's holding you back or blocking you, so you'll unplug from etheric cords, hooks and implants, unhealthy attachments, toxicity, curses, vows, old contracts, oaths, ancestral and generational issues from the old paradigm, clear your blood and bloodlines on all levels, so including past lives, karma, and trauma, that no longer serves your higher good or higher purpose. So it allows us to surrender to and accept the changes, that it's all good. So it will free you so you can elevate into higher consciousness and align your will with divine will to express your true authentic self, your divine self. Okay, so item three is galactic activations, and this is an MP3 as well. It's also encoded with energy, and it's designed to connect you to your divine superpower as you expand your consciousness and elevate your awareness. So your glasses of perception will change as you activate your divine DNA codes and the crystalline light codes of Blue Flame Love, the etheric Stargate to Sirius, and embody the Aquarian light. So there you'll bathe in the flow of your true divine nature. And it's where you can relax, repair, regenerate, rejuvenate your body, your mind, and your soul. So the divine star mother energies really come through here to nurture our inner child, our heart, and heal us completely. In item four, which is the divine energy upgrade, this is a live group healing session. So it happens on October 6th, which is the new moon in October. And October is really a magical month of transformation. October 11th and 18th are also significant as well, because Saturn, Mercury, and Jupiter come out of retrograde. So it means more flow. So as you balance the divine masculine and feminine energies within, it helps us to be fully in our power so that we can co-create with the divine. So we're better aligned to manifest change that you actually desire and grow on a deeper level and create abundance on all levels. So in this live group healing session, we'll focus on the sacral and solar plexus chakras to clear away blocked or stagnant energies and balance them. And this will help you become more creative to take inspired action and manifest success in every area of your life. So there'll be a meditation, a Q&A near the end of the call, and this group call will really help you anchor in your intentions for the rest of the 21 days of the remote healing as you transition. So it really is a lot of support. So that's package A. Package B includes everything in package A, plus a 45-minute one-on-one session with me. And this 45-minute one-on-one session is for people who would like to address specific issues that have been chronic, meaning they've been there for a long time, you know, they're having trouble and just need some extra help. We can really focus on often unconscious patterns, like I said, or triggers that you're having trouble shifting on your own. And a lot of people are going through, you know, even emotional turmoil right now. So it's often hardest to see our own stuff, and it helps if someone outside of ourselves can assist us. So, you know, where two or more are gathered, miracles can happen. And that's what package B is about. And yeah, those are the packages, Erin.
Thank you. Yes, you did. Thank you so much. So just a heads up again to everybody. First of all, when you buy, whether it's either package A or B, you're going to get the remote healing, which is going to start immediately. As soon as you buy, it starts working on you. So if you buy now, you're actually going to get like a week extra. So that's really awesome. That's the limited time bonus. And then you've got the, in package B, you have 45 minutes with Catherine, which is a one-on-one session. And that is at $197 off. I believe that's where we had the, both of these have the $100 off right now. So $147 and $197 are the prices. You can also remember you can use a PayPal credit, which when you're checking out, it'll let you, if you can qualify for it, you can buy the package. You get access to the entire package, and you can make payments to PayPal. So let me just make sure I'm not missing anything. Yeah, cool. So that's it. And if you have any questions, please make sure you send them in the webcast link, and I'll make sure that they get answered. Okay. I have... All right, so this person just, wow. This is from Manika from, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name, from Toronto, and she said, I just wanted to share, I bought the program yesterday. For 3 months, I've had clutter in my hallway and kitchen counter and couldn't get myself to clear them. But right after the purchase, I listened to the MP3 and then got up and cleared everything. It was amazing, and I'm feeling so much lighter, and I've been feeling stuck since January of 2021. Wow. She said, wow. I'm so looking forward to what else this remote healing is going to bring. She also mentions that my 25 years of marriage is also coming to an end, and thank you, Catherine. This is so cool, because this is so much in line with what we've been talking about, right? I mean, the fact that the energies that worked on you right away, of course, now you know, because as soon as you purchased, the energy started. So you were able to, whatever was making you feel stuck since 2021, January, so that's almost like 9 months, you were able to immediately clear that because you were clear. The energy worked, you were clear, now you're of reality no longer matched the outer, which was the clutter. So you cleared away the clutter as well. So that's awesome.
The fact that her marriage is coming to an end. Now, let's talk about the importance of this call. You know, you mentioned to me that it's there's so many nines happening because it's the end of a cycle and beginning of a new cycle. So let's talk about that.
Okay. So for, and again, if you look at the world right now, like I said, it's kind of, it's a reflection, but it's also opportunity. So a lot of, because this old karmic cycle, I call it, it's not just the old paradigm, but it's also, you know, people who are not helping us, you know, grow or whatever, relationships that we're in that no longer serve our higher good or higher purpose, they're being basically purged right now, which is a good thing, you know. So a lot of, you know, people that were stuck and stagnant or maybe, again, in a relationship, for example, that it's served its purpose, right? And so, you know, it allows us to, it frees us up to grow and expand. And that's, you know, instead of looking at it as loss, which a lot of people are processing right now, you know, it's to acknowledge that, but also accept things as they are and things that are happening instead of being in fight or flight. So once we move through that and accept and understand that it's for our highest good and we're on a new adventure and to welcome, you know, new opportunities coming in for us, that really supports our soul's growth. And that's, you know, why a lot of things like that are happening right now, because they're just, you know, they've reached their best before date. Like they're, you know, it's really a blessing if we can look at it that way.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very interesting that I was saying that it's even for me, the fact that I am back in Dallas today after 2 years, and I'm in the neighborhood that I used to live in 9 years ago, and it's just so cool. It's just, it's again, ending of a cycle, beginning of another one. So that's going on a lot right now. So yes, Menaka, what she felt, it's very similar to what you guys are going to be feeling as well when you, once you purchase the package. It's, like I said, it works right away. Diana is from Texas, and she's saying if you could scan her and tell her which package is better for her. She said, I'm very sensitive and an energy worker, but I need help with taking my next step.
Okay. All right. So she didn't leave her month or day of birth or anything?
No, she did not.
Okay. That's okay. Okay. So, yeah, super sensitive. Okay. The thing about, and I'm going to talk about sensitivity because, you know, I relate to that too, but we're becoming more and more sensitive. So for her, for Diana, right?
Mm-hmm.
She needs to really set really healthy boundaries and not let herself be pushed off center, because mm-hmm. when I tune into her, I'm feeling like, you know, she might have the overgiving, people pleasing, you know, kind of thing going on. And that's when we pull back our energy. But what we really need to do is project it. So because we're being asked to grow and expand, it also means putting ourselves out there. So for a lot of people, and I've had many people say, you know, I can't go into the mall, I can't be around people, it's just, right? But what we really need to do, excuse me, is move into, instead of, like, we are magnetic beings, but when we fill our heart space with light and we radiate it out, that's what we need to be doing more. And, you know, as I said, be like a lighthouse so other people can see their light instead of, you know, cocooning. So now it's really time. We're really being called to, you know, expand. And that means expanding in our light as well. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you.
Yeah. So her next step and what package, I would say if she wants extra help in that, I would say package B with the one-on-one. But again, the energy starts, when you commit, the energy starts working on you. So it's really whatever you decide. But if she feels she needs extra help, then I would say package B.
Okay, great. And awesome. So the next question is from Elaine, and she said, are the changes and releases permanent? I seem to keep recreating things, and I haven't been able to move on in my life. I would very much like to move on to a happier era.
Okay. Okay, so for Elaine, yes, the changes, and especially, like I said, at this time, is because we're moving with the world cycle, right? So when I say we're ending this old karmic cycle, for some people they've had trouble, you know, because it's like, when is this ever going to end? But now that we're, you know, our outer reality, and like I said, with Mother Gaia, with this cycle ending, we're also, you know, she's ascending and we have to ascend with her. So, and it also depends, you know, on your personal cycle and where you're at. But all, the biggest thing is, like I said, because the energy is so strong coming into the earth plane right now, it's giving us opportunities that were not available before. That energy was not available before. So if we can be consciously aware to use it, you know, to our advantage, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was called to do this, you know, and as it worked out on this day, right? So it's bigger than us. But that's what you want to tune into, is the energy, so you have that support.
Awesome. Thank you for answering that. And Annette's question is, Annette from Hyde Park, she's saying, these packages sound great. Is there anything we need to do during the 30-day remote healing? How do we use the MP3s? Listen to both daily. What do we do?
Okay, so for the remote doing of it, again, is you can, you know, do what you do because people are busy, right? And it's designed, mm-hmm. I send the energy first thing in the morning, like 9 a.m. my time. And so it will support you with whatever the shifts and changes you're going through in your day. And as you listen to the MP3s, whenever you have time to do that, that also supports it because it's encoded with energy as well. So the more you immerse yourself into the healing and take time for yourself, especially listening to the MP3s, the more you listen to them, the more you're integrating, you know, the divine DNA codes and the shift and the remote, like I said, the remote healing will help you daily as we transition through this next 30 days. And it's like you're going to look back and it's going to be like night and day. Because that's literally what's happening on Earth right now.
Awesome, awesome. Oh, and this is so exciting. So many people are now messaging. These are people from, you know, that bought the package over the weekend. And they're talking about how much calmer they already feel and how the energies have been affecting them, like we heard from the other caller before that, you know, she was able to do the clearing and declutter the house. And another one, Cindy's saying that she purchased the package before today's call even started. And she said, I'm feeling calmer and a real chill and vibe of tingling keeps going through my body. So she bought the package actually today before the call started. I love it. So there are lots of people commenting that, yes, they do feel the energy as soon as they purchase the package. So that's really awesome. That's great to know you guys. And if you want to share, let us know.
Awesome.
So we have time, and we can actually – I'm going to go ahead and lower everybody's hands. If you have questions regarding this package, how – if you're dealing with any issue, any kind of stuckness where you have not been able to move on – that is an indication that you're still stuck in that old paradigm of the Piscean age. You need to be shifting into the Aquarian age where none of these stucknesses or, you know, any of these things exist. So if you want to ask Catherine how to do that, how, you know, you can actually shift, maybe she can help with some energy clearing on the call, or if you have any questions regarding the package, please raise your hand by pressing *2. So I just want to make sure you all know that whether it's being stuck or you want to know which package is best for you, raise your hand by pressing *2. Okay. So it looks like 717 area code. It looks like the first caller that actually did not unmute it. Are you there? 717.
Yes, Aram. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name here?
It's, my name is Diane. Hello, Catherine. Hello, Aram.
Hi,
yes,
Diane. I'm so glad you were able to make it.
Yes.
Maybe
me
the
too.
Timing was not right, but now it is.
I guess.
Okay.
Well, my
what's your question?
I had a limiting belief that it kind of was always buried, but yesterday I had a very visceral experience. It came to consciousness, and it was my whole body was felt like it was this energy. It was just squeezing my whole body. So that, and it's the limiting belief is, I don't matter. And
okay.
It was just so powerful. And that's the emotional thing. And the other thing, physically, I deal with hemorrhoids since my child was born many years ago. And
mm-hmm.
I just had the second surgery since 30 years ago. And I'm trying, you know, I'm just praying that they go away and I don't have any issues going through my older years. So, but anyway, so whatever you can scan or find or whatever.
Okay.
My birth date is 2/14/52.
Okay. All right. So you're actually an Aquarius.
Yes.
Which is beautiful because, you know, with the energy and, you know, coming in. So, okay. How do you do with grounding, Diane?
I do okay when I do it. But I need it a lot. I'm not able to hold the grounding.
Yes, and you're not alone in that. Okay, so you have a balanced mind. And what that means, that's awesome, because you tune in really easily. Am I correct on that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is, again, connection, more, not so much, you know, to your soul or higher self, but to the earth. So what I'd like you to do, Diane, is just focus on your ankles right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just breathe into your belly. And just send that energy all the way down to your feet. And we're just going to send a grounding cord to the core of the earth. But I want you just to imagine, I'm just going to do a quick activation with the crystalline blue flame love. So just imagine this. It's like think of a blue diamond or like a medium blue color, okay, and bringing that up through the bottoms of your feet and up your legs to the base of your spine and send it all the way up your spine, all the way to your crown. So we're looking at your skeletal structure too, so musculoskeletal structure. So let's go your cranium or your skull. Just expand that energy. We're still using the blue. Let's go to your throat for a minute. Just focus there. Okay, and let's go back down the base of your spine to your root chakra. And again, just imagine, now let's just imagine the blue light through your whole body. And again, if you can't see it, just see, sense, or feel it. But I have a feeling you're connecting with me. Is that correct? Can you feel this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What are you noticing, Diane?
Well, it feels really good. And it's like, I don't know, I'd have to say it's like bringing me all together.
Okay, good. That's awesome. And again, like I said, it's more the grounding for you.
So yeah, the energy will keep working on you as we finish. Do you feel more grounded, Diane?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And how did that feel? How does your, like, your spine feel? How does your structure feel?
It feels good. It feels
okay.
Aligned. It feels aligned.
Okay. I want to do one more thing with you. Let's just go to your heart space. And again, we're going to work with the inner child here, the I don't matter. And again, your mind doesn't have to know where this came from. We don't have to go back. I want you to focus on your heart space for a minute and just breathe into your heart space. And again, I just want to use Moldavite energy. And if I don't know if everybody knows what Moldavite is, but it's like a emerald green stone. So just imagine that in the center of your chest expanding. Just breathe that in. And we're going to send that energy up your spine into your head. And we're going to expand that. So we're removing the limiting belief and healing your inner child at the same time. So let's go back down to your heart space and just imagine rose quartz filling your heart. Just receive that unconditional love from the Divine Star Mothers. It may bring up some emotions, but again, it's just a release. How are you feeling now, Diane?
I feel good. It was when you said doing that, the heart part, it was like, it was excited, but a little scary and a little sad, but it all passed.
So yeah. And what you're releasing, Diane, also, people that are sensitive, sorry, we're feeling the grief. We're feeling the sadness of the collective too. And we don't have to take that on in our bodies, but, you know, people that are sensitive usually can feel what's going on, right? And so it's just to purge that. And like I said, as we're literally, it's like we're going through a rebirth. So we have to, again, purge the pain, the sadness, the grief, all of that. And then then we regenerate. Does that make sense?
Great. Yeah, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. Thank you, Diane. Lots of love, dear. I want to move on to the next person because we have a long list of people wanting to talk. So we're going to try to move through a little bit faster so everybody gets a chance. The next number in line is 512 area code.
Well, hey, can you hear me?
Yes,
hi.
We can.
Hey, Catherine. Hi, Aram. It's Melinda. How are you?
Hi, Melinda. Wonderful. Thank you, dear. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. My birthday is February 14th, 1964.
Okay.
And pretty much almost everything that everybody's been experiencing on this call are things that I'm kind of going through right now. I don't know. I'm very stuck. I'm like have weight gain, problems with the hips and sacrum area. I have weight gain in my home. Like I have collected clutter over the past 5 years. It's not like me, but I've been doing it for some reason, and I don't know why. Also collecting it on my body. And I have an energy medicine practice that I'm – this clutter in my home keeps me from really being able to practice because I practice here. So I'm not really sure what's going on, but anything that you could see that we could clear would be awesome.
Okay. Thank you, Melinda. All right. So let's see. Okay. So for you, Melinda, let's start in the center of your brain. And we're just going to bring in that violet flame energy again. Okay, so your pineal gland, just imagine it expanding till it fills your whole head. We're just going to clear the clutter, and this is conscious and unconscious thoughts, feelings, and emotions that no longer serve your higher good, higher purpose. Just let me know when you're there.
Mm-hmm. I really feel a lot of pressure there.
Okay. And again, just allow the energy to do what it's doing. And let's go to beneath your feet and bring the violet flame there. And just let it engulf you and let the flame go through your whole body. And we're strengthening your connection also to the earth. Just feel into that grounding and breathe it into your heart space. So the heart of Mother Earth with your heart, with the Divine Star Mother's heart. We're just connecting that now. And how are you feeling in your body?
Tingly.
Okay. How's your head feeling now?
The pressure went away.
Okay, good. Are you feeling lighter?
I do.
Yay!
So I'm supposed to be moving to North Carolina to be with my family, and I haven't been able to really do the things I need to do to move. Like, I'm just, every day I hardly get anything done. And I've moved so many times, and I'm so good at this, but I haven't been. So I'm really hoping this will get me, light a fire under my keister and get me moving.
Yes. Yeah. Now that we've cleared the clutter, like I said, with your head, that's going to really mm-hmm. shift things for you.
Wonderful.
And yeah, it'll help you get motivated.
Thank you so
awesome.
Much. And I purchased your package B, so in case
oh,
there's any
you.
More to do.
Yay.
Yes. Yeah. Wonderful.
Awesome.
Thank you
awesome.
So much.
Yeah.
Thank
You're
you
so welcome,
guys.
Dear. Yeah. And I'm so glad that people are able to take advantage of this early bird prize too right now. So that's awesome. And mm-hmm. you're going to get the extra week of the remote healing. So how cool is that? So a few other comments on the webcast. We are not able to do any scans for you on the webcast. You have to be on the phone. But what we are going to do, since we're going to run out of time here in a little bit, I think we can take maybe one more caller, maybe two max. But we will open up a thread on Facebook so you guys can connect with Catherine there and you can get advice on which package is best for you. And Annette just wrote in. She said, I just bought package in. I'm so excited to see what happens next. Thank you, Aram and Catherine. You're so welcome, my dear. Let us
yeah.
know if you are already feeling the energy is moving, because we did have feedback from people that as soon as they bought, they were able to feel the tingling. People that are really sensitive to energy, they felt it immediately. So let us know if you feel it too. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the next person in line is 920 area code. And just a reminder, there are lots of people with their hands raised. If we are not able to get to you right now on the call, just go back and check the Facebook group. We will have a thread there where you can connect with Catherine on that, okay? 920 area code, you are unmuted now.
Can you hear
920.
Me? 920.
Can
you
we
hear
can.
Me?
What's your name, dear?
Oh, mm-hmm. good. It's Linda. And my birthday is, hi, December 4th, 1950. And my question is, I haven't been able to channel my poetry lately, and I don't know what's blocking it.
Okay. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Catherine. I've been listening all this time and enjoying it all, and I feel everything, so it's really cool.
Oh, bless your heart. Okay. Channeling poetry. Okay, so do you feel, okay, you feel like you're... Yeah, we got to remove that.
I'm kind of blocked up there, I think. I
Interference.
Don't know.
Yeah, okay. All right, Linda. So if you can just take a deep breath. Are you okay for me to work on you?
You bet, please.
Okay, thank you. So just take a deep breath into your belly. And let's go first to your hips, okay? I just want to focus on there for a minute. And we're just going to just notice what you're feeling. Just place your awareness there. I just want to clear that out.
Good.
So again, I'm just going to use some amethyst energy there and send it all the way down your legs. Because we gotta get you your fire going again here. Okay, so now let's go up to your head.
Okay.
And again, just imagine the violet flame in the center of your brain. Extend it out. Expand it out, I mean, sorry. Let it fill your head. And then let it come down through your whole body. And I just want to clear your channel. Just remove any interference, anything. I feel like, yeah, there's interference around your head. Okay. Okay, now just imagine a crystal lotus flower on top of your head. And we're just going to open that up and connect you to Source, God, Universe. Just bring that energy in and it's going to clear you. We've cleared out the clutter and now there's space for the new energy to come in. So just really anchor that in. Bring it through your crown. Feel it in your heart. Go all the way down to your feet. Okay, how are you feeling now, Linda?
Much lighter.
Yay.
I feel really lighter. And I do feel more connected, too. When you did the lotus one before, I was feeling that, too. I was feeling that maybe it was starting to get a little unblocked. So I was very appreciative of that. Thank you so much.
Perfect.
Thank
You're
you,
very
Aaron,
welcome,
well.
Linda.
Thank you. You guys are great, and I really appreciate listening. You have wonderful people, Aram, and I'm blessed. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, my dear. I feel blessed to have listeners like yourself that make FHTJ what it is. So thank you so much.
Awesome.
Lots of love.
Lots of love.
And continued blessings. Yeah, you too. Wow. So this was another really fantastic example, and I was just reminded, thank you to Gretchen, because I'm still really zoned out. You know, it's traveling from one end of the world to the other, and it hasn't even been 24 hours. I just arrived a few hours earlier.
Wow.
So I'm still pretty zoned out, jet lagged. So thank you, Gretchen, for reminding me that we have a free gift, and she did not want me to forget that, which, let me pull it up. I believe it is, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's a recording of the group process that you did, right?
Yeah, we did an expanded version on this call just because I got that last minute. But, yes, it's the same sort of process.
And it's only for the listeners that are on the call right now. So we give out these free gifts as a thank you for being here live, for participating, because the energy of the group, you know, the live group actually helps to set the foundation for what the healer is going to do. And just like, you know, Catherine is saying, she got some downloads at pretty much the last minute. It's because of the energy that you guys bring, which helps the healers to figure out what is best for this group. And so we want to say thank you for participating in that just by being on the call and listening live. So you guys will get to download that MP3 of the group process that she did, a shorter version, but you received the expanded energies already by being on the call. So the link is, I will announce the link. It is not going to be shared in the replay emails or any of that stuff, so you have to write it down now. It is fhtjoy.com/SEP27. I'm going to repeat that, and SEP is short for September, SEP27, okay? And remember, there are no spaces, and this is all without any space. So F as in Frank, H-T joy. F-H-T joy is, of course, short for from heartache to joy. So I'll repeat that. fhtjoy.com/SEP27. And 27 is number 27, SEP27. One more time. fhtjoy.com/SEP27. And if you go there, you will be able to download this really powerful group process. And we are now out of time. And like I said, the people that are still left with their hands raised, I'm sorry, we'll get to you. But remember, we will be opening up
a thread on Facebook where you can, you know, share your name, your date of birth, whatever your issue is, and she will be able to do quick scans, and you can find out what you need to do next and which package would be best suited for you. So I want to thank our wonderful speaker, Kasson, today for, wow, sharing so much information, timely information, because we want to be able to move forward. We want to be able to shift. We don't want to be in that reality of limitations where, you know, it's basically a paradigm shift. It's a timeline jump. We were in one reality, and we can easily now, the door is open, we can move into the next reality, which is the Aquarian age of light, which is fantastic, where you don't have to experience limitation because all of that is done. Humanity as a whole has learned what it needed to learn and grow from that. And now, if you know how, you can actually move forward or jump forward, whichever one you like, and it's instant because it's already there. It's already present, so you can instantly shift into the Aquarian age of light. So learn how to do that timeline jump into radiant health, divine wealth, and harmonious relationships. Those are the hallmarks of the Aquarian age of light. So if you're not experiencing radiant health or divine wealth, or the relationships are disharmonious, then you're still somewhere stuck in the old paradigm and you need to really shift. So the offer that we had, which helps you do that, and remember, the remote healing starts as soon as you have purchased. It starts working on you immediately. The sooner you buy, the more time you're going to get with this energy, because it's been programmed to start already. So you're literally getting an extra week or extra hours. You know, like I said, the sooner you buy, the sooner you start receiving the energies. And you guys heard from our listeners on the webcast that said that, yes, they had immediately started to feel the energies. Oh, and Annette Wright wrote back and she said, yes, I'm feeling butterflies and fluttering in my heart space, and I only just bought the package minutes ago. Buy a package, you all, it's working. So that's what she said. Thank you, Annette. Yes, it is working. It's really fantastic. It is fantastic. And you guys who were able to connect energetically with Kasson, you can see she's coming from a beautifully connected space, very authentic, very humble, down to earth, but her energies are really powerful. So I really hope that, you know, majority of you are able to experience this beautiful healing. So that's pretty much it. I want to thank you guys as well. It's so phenomenal. You know, I am back. Like I said, I'm back in Dallas. So many things coming up for me also when I left 2 years ago, and now I'm back again. Life is just flowing in a really beautiful, wonderful way, where my own career is opening up in ways that I didn't think was possible, but in so much more service than what I had done before. So I'm so grateful. But it all started from you guys, you know, back in 2012 when I started. Actually, it was at that time, too, I had moved back from Pakistan. I was there for like 10 months because my mom was ill. And I moved back into the same neighborhood 10 years ago. And I used to rent a house here, and FHTV was just a baby. I had just had one event, and it was just beginning to, you know, go from infancy to toddler stage. So you guys, those that have been with me for the past 10 years back from 2012, thank you so much. Thank you for being on this journey with me all this time. And as we move into this new age, this Aquarian age of light, I know that we are about to go through a pretty major expansion. And I'll talk more about it in coming calls, but it's happening. It's, you know, energy healing is going to be much more accepted. People are going to know about it. People are going to know the science behind it. It's going to be something that's really, really going to become widespread. And we are going to play a small but hopefully a significant role in it, in the documentary that I'm producing, which is one of the reasons why I'm here to participate in the final shooting of the footage.
And you'll get to know more about it, of course, as we're ready to release that information. But hopefully you guys will help us make that docuseries viral so everybody gets to know about the benefits of energy healing. So I just want to make sure that on this day today, I express my gratitude to all of you guys. I love you so much, and I'm so, so grateful for having you in my life, for having been a part of this. And so my heartfelt thank you to all of you guys. And, of course, to you as well, Catherine, because it's healers, amazing master healers like yourself that make this summit what it is. So thank you, all of you, from my bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Well, I'd like to thank you too, Aram, and your team and your community. And, you know, thank you all so much. Bless your heart, soul family. I love being a part of it and, you know, honored to serve you. So thank you so much.
Thank you again. Lots of love to each and every one of you. Take care and bye-bye for now.